You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone is our newsmaker of the day, Kathy Mazzaferro. Kathy is the executive director for the Calaveras Arts Council. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Kathy, after a year of COVID, things are returning somewhat to normal, and it all really starts this upcoming Wednesday night, June the 16th, and we are talking about one of my favorite events of the entire summer, and that is the Calaveras Music in the Park series. Tell us all about this.
Oh, Mark, we're just so delighted to bring it back and bring it alive. You know, we made a commitment to the bands we had lined up for last summer that when COVID passed, and we knew it would pass, that we would honor our commitments to them and bring them back for the concert series for 2021, and that's exactly what we're doing.
So basically, every Wednesday night throughout the summer, these are different bands, different styles of music, at different featured parks throughout Calaveras.
That's correct. We stretch from the Jenny Lind Veterans Park in Valley Springs, and that's next week, and we go all the way to White Pines Community Park in Arnold for our last concert of the series, and that's a new location for us. We're very excited about it.
I love the fact that a person can discover Calaveras simply by attending a summer concert series.
Isn't that fun?
It is. So let us start, because this all kicks off Wednesday night, June 16th, beginning at 6:30. Who is the band and what kind of music do they perform and where is it going to be at?
The band is the Cool Shifters. They'll be playing country. They'll be playing rock and roll. They'll be playing rhythm and blues. They'll be at the Jenny Lind Veterans Park up above the elementary school in Valley Springs.
And then Wednesday, June 23rd.
We're going to move on up the hill to Bryce Station outside of Murphy's, and we're going to welcome the Pine Top Boogie. They're going to give us American folk, blues, and country. Then the 30th, we move down to Utica Park and Angels Camp. We welcome the Windburn Brothers and their country swing and hillbilly jazz. If you don't know the name of Windburn Brothers, well, just think of Slade Rivers, his buddy Elky. They're going to be there for us at the Utica Park. On July 7th, we'll be in Mokill with the Frozen Radicals and their jazz and big band sound. July 14th, we've got Two Tone Steiny and the Cadillacs at Mountain Ranch Community Park. July 21st, the Bob Eisenman Jazz Trio will be in Turner Park here in San Andreas. And then July 28th, we have Jana and Leroy up in West Point. We're still waiting to hear about the specific location, but we'll get the word out with plenty of time. The Sky Kings will be our guests at the Murphy's Community Park on August 4th, and they do country and rock and roll. They're just a great band to dance to. On August 11th, we've got Grover Anderson and the Lampeliers with his folk rock at the Square at Copper Valley in Copperopolis, and then we're going to wind it all up, as I said, at White Pines Community Park with the Calaveras Community Band playing Broadway tunes and Americana and just, you know, continuing to welcome us back to some semblance of normalcy.
And so that is August 18th. It all wraps up. There is no admission fee to any of these concerts, making it free.
That's correct. We will be passing the hat, you know, and ask for donations. We always do. This is a self-supporting program. We receive no government funding for it, but between the generosity of our patrons and then local businesses and sponsors, it's a program that always breaks even, and we're always so grateful.
The entire schedule is listed on calaveras.org. That's calaveras.org. And it's also posted this morning on mymotherlode.com. Kathy, just a couple of things I want to ask you about. Tell us about COVID-19 protocols and policies at these shows.
Well, we will be following whatever the guidelines are or the rules are from local, state, and federal. Right now, as far as we know, June 15th is when the restrictions are lessened even more here in the state of California. what we hope to do is just provide a venue of respect and kindness. If you feel comfortable wearing a mask, by all means, wear your mask. If you don't, we're not going to hassle you. It's been hard enough on all of us. We'll follow the rules, but if the rules say, as they currently do, in an outdoor venue with plenty of spacing, as our concerts have, then, you know, just be socially distant, be kind, be aware, and wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. We're going to be respectful of your choice.
Do we bring our own seats? In other words, do we bring lawn chairs to these venues?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I wouldn't recommend the low beach chairs because, at least in my age, they're really hard to get out of. But yes, for all of the venues, bring your own folding chairs. You can bring a picnic dinner. You can bring whatever beverage you want. The only restriction on that might be if our concert is at the elementary school in West Point, that's a zero tolerance zone because we are at a school. Other than that, bring whatever makes your evening fun.
And what about pets?
Pets are allowed. They have to be leashed, which has been generally the rule for any parks and venues throughout the county. So have them on a leash, but by all means, your pets are allowed.
Boy, just like that, we're out of time, and you are so fun to talk to. Again, the entire schedule can be found on calaverasarts.org. We have been speaking with Kathy Mazzaferro, the Executive Director for the Calaveras Arts Council. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Mark.